5 years.
5-1, the Cardinals get a win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. They take the series 2-1. Welcome back in. This is the Mercy Cardinals postgame show here on the Cardinals Radio Network. Let's go back through the game with the highlights. Starting pitching matchup today, the Cardinals, they go with Kyle Gibson, while it's Jordan Montgomery who's going to make the start for the Diamondbacks. In the top of the first inning, it would be the Diamondbacks who would strike first. Pavin Smith leads the game off with a base hit. That brings up Blaze Alexander.
The pitch on the way, and there's a line drive base hit to center field on a 1-2 pitch. The first two are on, and looks like Arizona's picking up where it left off last night.
Yeah, it seemed that way at the moment. Jock Peterson was then hit by a pitch, so the bases are loaded for Christian Walker.
Now the pitch by Gibson. A swing, and there's a drive to center field. Ciani moving back. He's on the track to make the catch. The runners at second and third tag up. Pavin Smith scores. Alexander goes to third. Peterson holds on at first, and it's 1-0 in favor of the Diamondbacks.
But to Kyle Gibson's credit, he was able to get out of the inning thanks to this pitch that he throws to Eugenio Suarez.
With first and third, one out, the pitch, ground ball to the shortstop, flip to second, out on to first. There's the double play. 6-4-3, doubling up Peterson and Suarez.
Yeah, it's a huge out. That could have been a bad first inning, but instead just the one run scoring, and Kyle Gibson would really settle in after that. In the second inning, he gives up a hit, nothing more. Bottom of the second inning, the leadoff hitter is Paul Goldschmidt.
The pitch for the Cardinal first baseman. Goldie hits it hard down the left field line, and that ball is going to roll to the wall. There's his first double of 2024. Goldschmidt had 41 doubles 2 years ago, 31 last year, and he gets his first double of 2024 on April 24th.
So he is on second with nobody out. He would stay there. The Cardinals would strand him. It would remain a 1-0 game. Kyle Gibson, though, he absolutely would really settle in, would put together a 1-2-3 third inning. In the fourth inning, the Diamondbacks did make a little bit of noise. Christian Walker gets a base hit. Another runner gets on, Corbin Carroll, via a walk. But Gibson is able to get a couple outs, and he's facing off against Kevin Newman.
Here it comes. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and two runners are stranded. Good work by Kyle Gibson, stranding two runners in scoring position. We move to the bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0, Arizona.
Yeah, really good work there by Gibson to get out of that situation without any run scoring. It's still 1-0. Diamondbacks would threaten again in the fifth inning, but once again, Gibson would strand two. So it stays 1-0 all the way until the sixth. Bottom of the sixth inning, this is when the Cardinals start to make a little bit of noise. It all gets started with Brendan Donovan at the plate with one out.
Donovan playing left field today, rifles a single in the center. That's what he's been trying to do. He hit the ball on the ground up the middle for a base hit in the first. And that's the first Cardinal hit since Goldschmidt, double leading off the second, and we're in the sixth inning.
And it brings up Wilson Contreras.
In the first inning, Contreras swings and lines it to right center. That's in the gap. That ball is going to be cut off by the center fielder, Carroll. The throw coming into the middle infield is offline. It's a double for Contreras. The Cardinals have runners at second and third with one out.
And they're not done as Nolan Arenado stands in.
The pitch. Arenado singles to left field. We're tied. Donovan scores. Contreras stops at third. McCarthy's throw in quickly holds runners at first and third in a 1-1 ball game in the sixth. Arenado with his 12th run batted in.
Not tied for very long, though, as Paul Goldschmidt comes up to the plate and the former Cardinal, Jordan Montgomery, gives a gift to his former team.
Montgomery with the pitch. Bounces and it gets away from the catcher. Barnhart couldn't catch it. Contreras scores. Down to second, Arenado. 2-1 Cardinals.
A two-run sixth inning for the Cardinals, and they take their first lead of the game. Kyle Gibson's day would be over. Jojo Romero would come on to pitch the seventh inning. He would throw a scoreless frame, and then the Cardinals would get going again in the bottom of the seventh. With one out, it's Mason Wynn at the plate.
There's a sharply hit ball off the glove of the shortstop. Alexander, low throw to first, not in time to get Mason Wynn, who beat that one out.
They rule that an error, would not be shocked if it got changed to a base hit. But as it sits right now, Mason Wynn reaches on an error, and then it brings up Nolan Gorman.
And there he goes on the 0-2 pitch, and it's hit sharply to left field for a hit. Wynn's rounding second, headed for third, and they're going to send him home. Wynn's on his way to the plate. He is safe on the head first slide, and it's 3-1 St. Louis. Man, it's fun to watch Mason Wynn run.
This is how fast Mason Wynn went. He went from first to home in 8.66 seconds. That is the fastest that a Cardinal has run first to home in the StatCast era since 2015, the previous high. Harrison Bader in 2019, he went first to home in 9.05 seconds. So 8.66 seconds for Mason Wynn right there. Just elite base running and elite speed getting around, and that helps the Cardinals score a run. One run there in the seventh, and it's a 3-1 game. In the eighth inning, Andrew Kittredge comes on to pitch for the Cardinals. Gives up a base hit to Jack Peterson, but the next hitter is Christian Walker.
Sacrifice fly, base hit, ground out. Ground ball is short. Out at second. Gorman to first. Double play. 6-4-3.
Eugenio Suarez would pop out to finish things off in the top of the eighth, bottom of the eighth. Cardinals get back going. Bryce Jarvis comes on to pitch, and with one out, he issues a walk to Nolan Arenado, and that brings up Paul Goldschmidt.
Runner at first, one out, eighth inning. Goldschmidt swings and lines a single to center field. He hit that one off the end of the bat and drove it through the middle of the infield.
Pedro Páez then walks, so that puts Arenado at third, Goldschmidt at second, and it ends the day for Bryce Jarvis as Andrew Salfrank will come into a pitch, and the first batter he faces is Lars Nootbaar.
Andrew Salfrank pitches, and there's a drive to right field. That's hit deep and over the head of Grichik. It scores Arenado. Goldschmidt right behind him. Páez to third. Nootbaar with a two-run double. 5-1 Cardinals in the eighth.
So it sends us to the ninth inning, and Ryan Helsley comes on to pitch for the Cardinals. This is our move of the game, brought to you by A. Mrazek Moving Systems. A. Mrazek is the official mover of the St. Louis Cardinals. It might not be a save situation, but this was absolutely an important game for the Cardinals to come away with a win, especially with an off day tomorrow. Use your closer, Ryan Helsley. That's exactly what the Cardinals do. Now, Jake McCarthy leads the inning off with a base hit. Corbin Carroll then strikes out, and that brings up Ketel Marte. He comes up as a pinch hitter, and we had certainly an interesting finish to this game.
Marte holds the bat down on the knob. The pitch grounded to Paul Goldschmidt. Throw to second for one, on to first. Double play, a Redbird winner. Goldie started the double play. 3-6-1 with Helsley getting to first, and they set off the fireworks in downtown St. Louis. The Cardinals take 2 out of 3 from the Arizona Diamondbacks. They beat the D-backs today by a 5-1 final.
Yeah, it was interesting because that call, that play was challenged, and there was a fairly long break in there while they were looking to see whether or not each out was recorded. The Diamondbacks did challenge the out at second and the out at first. It felt like if one of those outs was going to be overturned, maybe it was going to be the one at second. But the umpires give the double play to the Cardinals, and they come away with the 5-1 victory. With the win, the Cardinals go to 11-14. The Diamondbacks, they drop to 12-14. Winning totals for the Cardinals. They score their 5 runs on 8 hits with no errors. The Cardinals leave 6 on base for Arizona. 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error. They leave 7 on base. Winning pitcher Kyle Gibson, he's 2-2. Jordan Montgomery takes the loss as he drops to 1-1. No home runs hit. The game lasting 2 hours and 21 minutes. Played in front of an announced crowd of 36,390 folks. Cardinals get the win over the Diamondbacks 5-1. When we come back, we've got our star of the game interview. This is the Mercy Cardinals postgame show on the Cardinals Radio Network, powered by Graybar.